children's classrooms. Now here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
It's important for parents to monitor what public schools are teaching their children and also what the schools are not teaching. If you want your children to grow up to be patriotic citizens, they must be taught American history as it really happened, not as the liberals wish it had happened. It's become pretty clear that the liberals would like to wipe out our religious heritage and pretend we've always been a very secular nation. Today's schools seem to be more concerned with teaching our kids a philosophy of political correctness, diversity, multiculturalism, and feminism. One way to teach the truth about our heritage and dispel false myths is to take a trip to Washington, D.C. and read the many religious inscriptions that are engraved in stone on our famous monuments. Another way is to honor our nation's birthday today, the 4th of July, by reading and rereading the Declaration of Independence. As you read the Declaration of Independence on this 4th of July, reflect on the fact that it is America's great religious document, the official affirmation by the American people of their belief and faith in God. The Declaration affirms God's existence as a self-evident truth that requires no further discussion or debate. The nation created by the Great Declaration is God's country. The rights it defines are God-given. The actions of its signers were God-inspired. Many of the men who signed the Declaration paid for their courage with their lives and fortunes, and that's why we are able to enjoy our freedom and independence today. The Declaration contains 5 references to God: God as supreme lawmaker, God as creator of all men, God as the source of all rights, God as the world's supreme judge, and God as our protector on whom we can rely.
Surveys show liberal professors outnumber conservative professors on college campuses by 10 to 1. At the Eagle Forum Collegian Summit in Washington, D.C. on July 18 and 19, outstanding conservative leaders will equip students with moral and intellectual defenses to challenge left-wing ideology. The conference is free to students who register in advance at eagleforum.org. That's eagleforum.org. And join us again for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
What will you do without freedom? That's the question the American Freedom Party is asking as a high-tech surveillance state continues to be constructed in the one-time land of liberty. Through methodical gradualism over many years, the United States has been hollowed out economically and morally. The Republican Party is little more than a partner in crime to the open globalism and cultural Marxism of the Democrats. Both parties support the offshoring of American industry and jobs, open borders, endless wars of aggression all over the world, and slavish obedience to Israel and to the banksters and gangsters of Wall Street. The American Freedom Party is guided by the sole principle of supporting what's good for America and Americans. The American Freedom Party rejects the archaic liberal conservative paradigm in favor of an outspoken advocacy of freedom and liberty that rings true to America's traditional values and way of life. The hour is late, but America can yet survive and begin to thrive again if enough Americans act to regain their freedom. The alternative is too bleak to contemplate. Learn more about the American Freedom Party by going to AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us. That's AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The United Voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, Independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Welcome to the What Really Happened Radio Show. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show, hour number two. And a reminder for those of you watching on BAM User, today is the day they're swapping us over to a new server that will hopefully improve our performance. The bad news is it's scheduled to happen during our third hour. So in hour number three, the signal will get lost. And if you want to listen to the remainder of the show, you can go over to RBN's website here. Fox News is still going on about this Darian Marcus Aguilar, who's the accused shooter at the mall in Maryland. And they're basically saying this guy bought the shotgun legally, passed a background check, no criminal record. Everybody who knew him said this guy was just, you know, shy, you know, but happy, smiling and everything. They're claiming that they found this guy's journal saying he was unhappy. The one question they are not asking, what prescription psychiatric medication was this guy on? Because there doesn't seem to be any other reason for this guy to have gone off on a shooting rampage ending with his own death. That has become a classic pattern of these SSRIs. All right, we're going to grab some phone calls here. Dallas in Austin. Man, there's a real trick for you. Aloha, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Howdy, Mike, I was calling to let you know, first time caller, I've followed you for years. Love your site and your show, so thank you.
Thank you.
Everybody talks about climate change. I'm in Austin, Texas. We get snow about once every 7 years.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to get snow twice in about 5 days. It snowed last week and shut down the city. We had 250 accidents just that the police responded to. And it's going to snow again tomorrow.
No, it's very intense. I mean, Lake Erie is almost totally frozen over the surface. It's very obvious we are going into a new little ice age.
Well, thank you very much, and have a wonderful day, sir.
All right, thank you very much. We're going to switch over to Dan in Oregon. Aloha, Dan. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yes, Mike, thank you for accepting this call. I'd just like to make a statement and then, hang up and get your comment, okay?
Okay.
All right. You've been talking about United States and Russia perhaps duking it out. I don't think that's a very likely case because both of them would end up...
I hope you're right.
Well, hear me out. Both of them would end up with mutual destruction, and the big winner would be China, and they would just march in and take the territory. Before Russia were going to attack the United States, I believe that they would go in partnership with China and thereby split the world in half. China takes Southeast America, Southeast Asia and so on. And, Russia takes, Alaska, Canada, U.S. and South America.
Okay. Well, you're coming from a worldview from the last world war where people actually had to draw borders and hoist flags. And that's not how the new world wars are won. The new world war will be won by forcing the rest of the world to adopt a particular international currency from which the imperial power will derive control and profitability. That's what the United States did at the end of World War II with Bretton Woods, and they gained control over the economies of all these other nations without having to actually go in and plant a flag and say, we now run the place. So it's a very covert form of imperialism.
Yeah, Mike, I agree with you, but economic and money or monetary things are not the only things that start wars. And I'm just saying that's just my statement, and I'll leave it as that. Okay?
Okay. Generally, the economy and monetary wealth, those are very good reasons to start wars. Whether it's, Germany might be considering attacking the United States of America over their lost gold bullion, because that is a huge reason to be very unhappy with a nation. And if we start to see a true global war, we might see all these nations that got stiffed on their gold by the Federal Reserve join the other side. We're going to stop to think about that one here. All right, another phone call, John in Barbados. Aloha, John. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello, Michael. Just going along with this basic agenda of money and the Zionist control of various nations through proxies. We're going to start a new movement. It's called the Goyim Guards. And the idea of this movement is to counter the APACs, the ADLs, the SPLC, the JDLs of this world.
Mm-hmm.
And the people who want to join, all they do is have to take a pledge to defend all of humanity against the Zionists.
Well, you realize that the first thing they're going to do is scream that you're Nazis and anti-Semites, and they'll just play the demonization smear job because...
Well,
that's
what we're trying to promote is, what we have is two divisions. The Wolfpack division is in America, and it's designed to stay submerged and torpedo the Zionist agenda.
Mm-hmm.
The rest of the world will become under the Lupine Legions, and the aim of this is to worry and snap at the heels of the Zionists to force them into strategic errors. And the basic idea is both divisions will be promoting the boycott, divestment, and sanctions on these people. And the logo, if you want to have a look in the email I've sent you, is a wolf's head with the scales of justice and the sword of retribution.
Okay, I saw that logo, and I got to tell you, I think using a wolf's head is a bad idea, because that opens the door to the Zionists screaming that you're trying to revive the Nazis, who were real big on wolves. I'm sorry, just coming from the advertising point of view, because I used to work in advertising, I think that's a bad PR move, that you need a different icon and a different logo. My opinion, okay?
But anyway, the idea is to bring people together of all nationalities, of all nations, just humanity.
Well, that is definitely starting to happen. And as far as your second phase where we're snapping at their heels and causing them to make strategic mistakes, that is, in fact, going on right now. We saw Netanyahu do that just the other day, where he said, I will never uproot a single Israeli settler. And then 24 hours later, he had to back off and say, oh, well, yeah, maybe that was a little over the top.
Well, this is the idea behind the whole movement, Michael. So we'll have a look at that logo and maybe change it a little, huh?
Yeah, I think you need to avoid anything that could be construed as representing Nazis or anything like that, okay?
Yeah, okay. Well, the sword of retribution and the scales of justice was taken off the Old Bailey, the Supreme Court.
I don't have a problem with that. I have a problem with the wolf.
Okay, mate.
Okay?
Yeah. So, well, we'll expect some communication from you then of a suitable logo for the center part.
As soon as I'm feeling better and I'm having all these people sending in suggestions for cures and stuff, I had somebody emailed in and said, you need to drink a quart of whiskey every 24 hours. And I just got another email recommending exactly the same thing. So that makes a half a gallon. Which I will start as soon as...
Well, you wouldn't be croaking, you'd be slurring by now.
Well, I'm having a hard time staying focused right now. Anyway, John, we're going to let you go here.
Yeah. We'll listen to you for the rest of the program and keep it up, Mike.
All right, I'll do my best. I'll do my best here. All righty. We're going to take one more phone call real quick. Steven in Florida. Aloha, Steve. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind? We may have to take you through the next commercial break.
Okay, Mike. This is hard for me to put this into words. I'm not feeling well myself. But anyway, if you figure that MSN is their main goal is to sway public opinion, okay, mm-hmm. and this Justin Bieber thing, I think, was basically a ruse to get people to think that. Here comes the music.
Yeah, here comes the music. Hang on, I'm going to come right back to you after these words from our sponsors.
Hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
Do you have a product or service that you'd like to advertise on the Republic Broadcasting Network? Do you want to support one of the original truth radio networks in existence while getting your company heard across the globe? Right now, RBN is having a holiday special on all of our advertising packages and providing free commercial production to get you started. Call 800-724-2719, extension 111 today. That's 800-724-2719, extension 111, or email powers@republicbroadcasting.org.
Water filtration holiday specials from RBN. You can get a Royal Berkey made of polished stainless steel that holds 3.25 gallons and comes with 2 Black Berkey purification elements, 1 shower filter that'll do up to 20,000 gallons or typically last 1 year, and 1 Berkey sport bottle for the total price of $356, a $40 savings. We also have a Berkey Light, 1 shower filter and 1 sport bottle for the low price of $299, a $40 savings. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200 today.
Well, they're stealing down on Wall Street and in Washington, too. You know, it makes me wonder, what's a guy on Main Street to do? I've always tried to be an honest, upstanding kind of guy. But I must admit lately, I thought about giving something else a try. Oh, I want to be a pirate. I want to sail the seven seas. Yeah, I want to be a pirate.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're talking with Steve in Florida about celebrity news and for what purposes it serves. Steve, are you there?
Yes, Mike. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Okay. I'm thinking that this is kind of a ruse on the media's part, MSN. Let's just call it TV for sake of just being easy here. But, okay. They pull a story like that or a stunt like that to say, more or less, get it through people's heads that, like, well, see, most people, everybody, well, most people don't care what this senator has to say or any kind of real world problems. They're trying to get it across to us or sway public opinion that, no, everybody really is clueless. They don't care, you know. It's just merely a just certain little groups. See, because even what this senator has to say, Justin Bieber is more important than that. Am I making any sense, Mike?
Yeah, you are. And I was going to say that's certainly the message the corporate media is trying to convince America, you know, that an NSA spying isn't important and you don't care about that. You want to follow Justin Bieber. But I think looking at the poll numbers and certainly the emails we get here, it's not working because we remember when we got conditized back in 2001. And we're recognizing it again. The corporate media is just offering up distractions because they don't want to talk about the things that are really enraging the American people.
Right. I think you're absolutely right. I think most people know that, you know, we have problems here. And they are curious. But it's like trying to dummy people down and say, it's cool because, you know, hey, Justin Bieber, like anybody cares about him, but they don't. But they're trying to tell us that, oh yeah, most people do.
It's not working. I mean, if you look at the commentary out there in the independent media, you know, they're basically saying, why do we care? You know, he got popped for a DUI. Fine, let him go do his prison time. We've got things to worry about: the economy, the wars, all of this stuff. And they're already trying to basically create all these distractions to get people looking away from the real issues that affect our lives ahead of the midterm elections.
Right. Thanks a lot, Mikey. I'm seeing you on the thing there, and I just hope you get to feeling better, buddy.
I do, too.
Hey, a wise old man told me to take some cinnamon.
I already did that. Took a lot of cinnamon.
Take care.
Last time it worked real fast. This time, I don't know. This is a real, real nasty bug. Now, every once in a while, I'll go over to cracked.com, which is kind of a humor satire website, except that every once in a while, they'll do articles with some real serious social import. And we link to one called Four Reasons Chemical Spills Are Way Scarier Than You Think. And basically went down with how regulations on chemicals are basically a joke. The laws are so vague, they have no idea how to punish companies who do dumping into the water in the Gulf of Mexico. Chemical plants are ticking time bombs, and these places never get inspected unless something bad happens first, which is what we saw in the Deepwater Horizon, where the Minerals Management Service knew the manual blowout preventer was 4 years overdue for its regular maintenance, and they knew it, and they just said, that's okay. And then it blows up, and, oh my goodness, we've got a problem here. Well, we'll get the president and his daughter to go swimming in the Gulf of Mexico and tell everybody it's safe. Except that he wasn't really swimming in the Gulf of Mexico. He was in water that was kind of sort of maybe close to the Gulf of Mexico. All righty. Now then, we have been talking about all these additives that are in commercially produced food, and it's getting worse and worse. There's a new one we need to pay attention to, polydimethyl siloxane. Sounds nummy here. Apparently it's in Domino's Pizza, McDonald's, and Wendy's. And apparently it is this very slick silicone compound that's used in caulking, heat-resistant tiles, polishes, silly putty. Remember the Toy City? This chemical is in there. Now, the FDA is approving this as non-toxic, even though it is non-biodegradable, and its commercial use in breast implants has decreased due to safety concerns. But under Section 176.200, polydimethyl siloxane is listed as a defoaming agent, which is an acceptable additive into food. We're in a situation, well, Soylent Brown, Soylent Khaki, whatever. We're really in a situation where there is not enough natural, healthy food to feed the human population between the toxifying of the Gulf of Mexico, the Pacific Ocean from Fukushima, the disaster of GMO. And so now they're just trying to say anything that they can put in there that you can be convinced is okay to eat, that's what they're going to put in there. Apparently, there is another chemical in Pepsi One soda. It's part of the caramel coloring, and it is a chemical called 4-methyllimidazole, or 4-MEI, in high concentrations. It is a known carcinogen. We literally have a government that has absolutely abandoned taking any look at what is safe for you. And it's all about pushing product, pushing product, pushing product. It's just amazing stuff. Now, a little bit of embarrassment over at the Gates Foundation. As you're probably aware, the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation are pushing global vaccine programs, and they are at the forefront of attacking what they're calling the anti-vaccine movement. Oh, those vaccine deniers. And they came out with this interactive map that they claim visually plots global outbreaks of measles, mumps, whooping cough, polio, and rubella, and other diseases as overlapping in areas where people are not getting the vaccines. But they messed up, because in point of fact, the map showing these outbreaks of illnesses overlaps exactly where the vaccines were being applied. Remember in 2009, the mumps outbreak? And they were screaming, oh, it's an outbreak, you've got to get vaccinated. And it turned out it was the kids who were getting the mumps vaccine who got mumps. Let's see, another story coming out of RIMF.com. All of these GMO companies, and by the way, we put Genetic Roulette, the video back up at whatreallyhappened.com over the weekend. It's worth looking at. The big selling point of the genetic engineering companies was the claim that they would be reduced use of pesticides on your food crops, which sounds like a good thing. But in actuality, the use of GMO crops have led to a 25% increase in herbicide use, as the weeds inherit that Roundup Ready gene from the food crops. Now we're having situations down in South America where Roundup Ready corn is invading Roundup Ready soy fields, and they don't know how to get rid of it. Just a huge mess. Now, again, if you go back and you look at that video on Genetic Roulette, and they talk about Monsanto's BT toxin and how dangerous it is to the human intestinal tract, now there's new research that shows it is actually killing human embryo cells. This is from research up in Canada. That these BT toxins are showing up in pregnant women, and they are killing human embryo cells. Anyway, there's the music. We're going to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
We Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
Are you prepared? Really, are you prepared? Times aren't getting any better. Everything everywhere is getting tighter. Time for you to look out for the ones you care about. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com has everything you need for any event that might come your way. First aid kits, camping gear, training books, self-defense equipment, long shelf life, GMO-free storable food. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com has it all. Veteran-owned and operated. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com is here for you.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The united voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with Hawthorne. Glucosamine Chondroitin. Sea Cucumber. Colloidal Minerals. Superfam and Super Male Plex. Colon Enhancer, our top-selling liquid, Cal Mag Vitamin D, MSM Sulfur Capsules, and Elderberry Power Capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at HerbalHealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit HerbalHealer.com today. HerbalHealer.com. That's HerbalHealer.com.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remain?
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. Apparently, it's just been announced that the United States government will be selling Apache attack helicopters to Iraq. See, the U.S. has a bit of a problem. Those gosh darn people of Iraq are refusing to stay conquered. And they're starting to fight back to take back their nation the way the Iranians did in 1979. And the U.S. can't sell a new invasion of Iraq to the American people, so they're going to start giving them weapons and equipment. But it really amounts to the same thing. The U.S. is having to go in and crush down the people of Iraq because those pesky Iraqi people refuse to stay conquered. They really do. That's what's going on here. Over in New York, there's continuing opposition growing to Common Core. And you probably heard a lot about that in the Phyllis Schlafly segments at the top of our hour. And it basically does seem to be this federal attempt to completely control all of the school curriculum for dumbing down. I know some people here in Hawaii who are working for the company that's implementing Common Core, and even they're a little concerned about what's going on. But now apparently the teachers' union in New York has come out against it. And, of course, the U.S. government will say, oh, no, we're going to give you all this money. We'll give you all this money if you will let us decide how to educate your children. And I think the pushback is beginning. on so many levels, the pushback is beginning. Here's a fun story over from Germany. Apparently, 90 cows that were in a period of, how shall I put this delicately, extreme flatulence, and were venting to the barn. At the same time, there was a static electricity discharge and blew the barn up. Oh, well. Probably out there screaming, it's Al-Qaeda! It's Al-Qaeda! All right, here we go. Now, do you remember a guy by the name of Eric Lawson? He was an actor, and he was the image of the rugged Marlboro man in cigarette ads during the late 1970s. And he's died of smoking-related illness at age 72 through chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, or COPD. And apparently he knew that smoking was bad for him, and apparently later on in his life, after he was no longer working for Marlboro, he actually did some spoof ads that parodied the Marlboro Man in an Entertainment Tonight segment to discuss the negative effects of smoking. And basically said Eric knew it was a problem, but he was hooked. And nicotine is just actually more addictive than heroin. And I don't know if you ever saw it. There was this movie called The Insider. And it was, I'm blanking on the guy's name who starred in it. He was in Gladiator. And he played, it was based on a true story about a whistleblower who came out of the cigarette company and blew the whistle that the cigarette companies were intentionally adding more nicotine to the cigarettes to make them more addictive, to get people hooked, to get kids hooked, and not ever let them off. And it was an amazing story, tremendous amount of courage there. Now let's see. The White House has rejected the report from a federal government agency. The government's own privacy board says the NSA data stealing program is essentially useless, illegal, a total threat to privacy and civil liberties that shifts too much power to the government, which we all know. And the White House is saying, we reject it. We reject this report. Kind of like when the government of France rejected that report that showed that GMO corn and glyphosate was, in fact, causing severe harm to the lab rats. We reject it. We are the government. We will decide what's true and false. We're seeing that here. So the White House is out there saying, no, we reject the report. We're going to go on doing what we're going to do here. And remember, it is being teased that at the State of the Union speech, Obama is going to declare his willingness to bypass the Congress with executive orders, which that's not how the president is supposed to work. Congress makes the laws. All the president can do is sign the bill or veto it. Period. End of discussion. Congressman Peter King is still insisting NSA is not violating anyone's constitutional rights. Of course they are. Absent a warrant based on sworn testimony, an accusation of a crime in progress, the government can't look at what you're doing. And if Peter King is still defending the NSA that fervently, then they got something on him. And that, of course, is the real danger with the NSA. Because we know intelligence agencies will find stuff with which they can blackmail political leaders. J. Edgar Hoover was famous for it. His special private secret files. He blackmailed all kinds of politicians, even blackmailed John F. Kennedy. And now we have this NSA that's looking into everybody's computers and smartphones and tablets. And if they've got information on all of our politicians, they can get the politicians to do whatever they want. And that is not what America is supposed to be. That is not what America is supposed to be. Those representatives in Congress are supposed to be listening to us. They're supposed to be listening to you. They're supposed to be listening to me. They're not supposed to be listening to Israel. They're not supposed to be listening to Wall Street. They're certainly not supposed to be listening to the NSA. And if they are, it's time to vote somebody else in this November. Edward Snowden has come out with another comment. This bulk data collection is a euphemism for mass surveillance. And he's absolutely right. That's what the NSA is doing. They're running surveillance on every single American. You're being surveilled. We're keeping watch on you. Lockheed Martin has announced they're going to start investing in Israeli cybersecurity. And apparently they're looking at Israel's research into unbreakable codes. Probably they got them off my website. But everybody's moving to try and get strong encryption. You're not allowed to have it, but other nations or companies will go to Israel and get it from there. Apparently AT&T's U-verse suffered a nationwide outage earlier today. And that with all this new talk about more data breaches into retail, it almost feels like they're trying to create a crisis where hackers are going everywhere and we can't stop them unless we take complete control of the net. Because every time they advertise another one of these intrusions into credit card information at a store, what they're proclaiming is the NSA is a complete failure. And it doesn't make sense that they would go out advertising the fact that the NSA is a complete utter failure unless they're planning something draconian. Now, this is kind of a weird story. This is down in Ohio. State Trooper Ricky Vitt Jr. Was caught abusing himself in company with a young boy. And he apparently got off the hook by explaining to everybody that he was attempting to teach the boy about sex. Sure. I'm sure the clergy will be using that one pretty soon. Here's a good one. A Polish prisoner took a selfie of him in his prison cell using a contraband mobile phone smuggled in, showing a lush, equally contraband and definitely illegal cannabis plant he grew from seeds in his cell. So maybe we weren't all that out of line with the Polish jokes after all, because that definitely was not a smart thing to do. All righty, we're coming up on another commercial break here. Phone lines are open, 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. And I need some callers to call on in and help me finish out the show. So thanks an awful lot here. And meanwhile, let's see, what are we doing here? I'm getting all these recommendations for things to do to make myself feel better. And I'll probably try all of them at some point. All righty, let's see. The NSA and the 9/11 deception. This is a story that keeps coming up from Investment Watch blog, where very obviously we know that 9/11 was a false flag operation to launch a century of unending war in conformance with the plan put forward by the Project for the New American Century. And to what extent was the NSA involved? We don't know. But we do know that elements of the U.S. government and Israel were involved. We know that because of the way the Secret Service refused to move President Bush, even though there was an airport only 4 miles away and theoretically an unknown number of airplanes overhead. We know about how the military cover was drawn off, sent to other parts of the country. The whole thing was a fraud. All right, we got to take a break here, and we'll be right back.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook, Supernatural Silver.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
That moment of panic. Sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone, frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. Whatliesinyourdebt.com has solutions. Whatliesinyourdebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few $1,000s during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureEffect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureEffect Ultra today by visiting PureEffectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureEffectFilters.com.
Spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're going to grab a phone call here. Rick in Florida. Aloha, Rick. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Always a pleasure, sir. I love your show.
Thank you.
I was doing some research and had to go to a webpage that you and I are both very fond of at SSRIstories.com.
Yes.
I had gone to the webpage and it redirected me to SSRIstories.org. Do you know, was the webpage taken over or was it the same people that the original people that run the website? It's a different format. A lot of the data looks very pro, supporting the SSRI abuse and everything. I was just curious if there was some changes that you're aware of. Or
when you say it's pro-SSRI, do you mean all of a sudden it's saying that these are good things?
No. It's pro-truth. It talks about all the dangers of SSRI. So to me, it looks like it's the same gist of what if they're trying to get the truth out. But mm-hmm. it's entirely upgraded format. It's a different format. Completely than what we're used to initially.
Okay, yeah, I'm looking at it now. It does look like they just cleaned up the website because it was very kind of sort of haphazard, and probably with all the attention they're getting right now, they decided to go ahead and clean it up, and it does look like it's still the same information.
Okay, because I had used it as a rebuttal to this Mother Jones magazine, which is abhorrently anti-gun, did a whole article on how all these mass shootings and all these tragic events that are going on, and they try to correlate it to firearms, specific firearms, and the accessibility of legally owned firearms, and these people are legally owned, and I said, this is absolutely nonsense. I said, statistically, 95% of these incidents are occurring from SSRI abuse, misuse, and rapid withdrawal, and I could prove it, and I used that webpage to cite it, because there's an index down there of a play-by-play. They did a really good job. They have an index, and you can literally go play-by-play of every single incident recorded and showing what caused the trigger and what SSRI did this and what did that, and it's literally probably over 400 entries. So Mother Jones Magazine, if they get hit with that in their comment section, they're going to have to admit that they're just, you know, anti-gun propaganda.
Well, that's definitely the goal here. The issue is, first of all, to protect the pharmaceutical industries who are making huge amounts of money from this stuff, and to demonize the guns because they want you to take your pill, but surrender your guns. Pills are good, guns are bad. That seems to be the attitude.
Yeah, and Mother Jones Magazine, they're notoriously anti-gun. I remember that from the 80s, that they would
put
out these silly, silly, nonsensical things and you know, just to dumb people down. It was pointless. So I was really happy. It was really refreshing to be able to go to the SSRIstories.com, but apparently it bumps me over to SSRI.org. But I'm just glad to know it's the same people, because it's very thorough.
It does look like it's the same people to me, yeah. They just cleaned up the website. I mean, every once in a while you do that. All righty.
Thank you very much, and keep doing the great job that you're doing. I listen to RBN because of you.
Thank you.
I find the other shows that are really awesome. But because of you, you're the anchor for me that brought me in.
Well, thank you very much for those kind words. Rick, we're going to let you go here and switch over to Obi in Colorado. Aloha, Obi. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, I wanted to briefly bring up some information about medications. I'm on 21 different medications.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not even 50 years old yet. And, you know, I heard your show last week where you were talking about the sleeping pill Ambien. And I had been taking that for a year, but I'm actually starting to wean myself off of it.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, any medication, and I always look at this when they give them to me, if they have side effects of depression or you could become violent, I don't want it.
Yeah, well, nobody does. It's just they're marketing the medication. They put the disclaimer on the commercial so you can't sue them. Because you can't say they were hiding it from you, but unfortunately, tragically, a lot of people will hear that little disclaimer on the commercial about how it could lead to these problems. They'll say, oh, it's probably not going to affect me. I want the newest, hippest medicine that will make me look beautiful and handsome. I mean, we're in an age right now where pharmaceutical medicines are sold as fashion accessories. And, you know, that's absurd.
Well, I went to a Coumadin clinic today. That's a blood thinner. And the lady there asked me what I felt was a violation of the Fifth Amendment question. She was asking me, do you smoke marijuana? And I didn't answer the question because I said it was a violation of my Fifth Amendment rights.
Mm-hmm.
And tried to explain to her that, look, you're forcing me to possibly incriminate myself due to federal laws. I said, I don't care that, you know, Colorado law is now that you can. You know, and a lot of these clinics aren't run at the state level. They're run, you know, nationally.
Well, I think what would be necessary is to go out and do a web search to see if Coumadin and THC are contraindicated, because there may be a legitimate reason for them to ask that question. And, you know, before you go on Coumadin, you might want to stop
indulging. I've been on Coumadin for 5 years.
Okay, and I'm presuming you were also on the other stuff for 5 years.
I've been on pretty much most of the medications I'm taking for 5 years.
Okay.
And
all righty.
So, and she'd never asked me that question before. And one last thing, I'm just curious if somebody has released some sort of bioengineered flu, why all these people are getting sick, and where I am here, people have been getting sick and dying.
Mm-hmm.
And I wonder if the population control agenda has been activated.
Well, I don't know if that's been activated because the people who want population control want it in other people's countries because they don't want to destroy their own labor and tax base. But we know back in 2009 when they were really fanning the swine flu hysteria, we found documentation that CDC had been intentionally creating these three-way splices of human, porcine, and avian flu, which is why we were calling it the when pigs fly virus. And then they lowered the threshold for what constituted a pandemic so they could get all the headlines and scare people into buying these vaccines, scare governments into buying these vaccines. It was a huge money-making operation. This new virus appears to be just a repeat of the same one. We know they've been playing with the genome from the 1918 misnamed Spanish flu. And again, they're experimenting in some very reckless technologies like the epicyte gene in corn that will sterilize any humans who eat it so that you can't have babies. And I get a real problem with people who just because they have huge amounts of money think that gives them the right to make decisions about the rest of planet Earth. And I disagree with that. If you think the human population is too great, there's a tall building. Kindly leap off of it and reduce the world's population by one, and please don't hit anybody on the way down.
But, I agree with that, and I would tell Bill Gates to go first. He's one of the big people on that agenda.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it just, you know, it was funny, Ted Turner made the same kind of statement, and he has five children. And I'm like, well, volunteer your family to go first, and then we'll think about it.
Yeah, but it's always they want somebody else to stop living or somebody else to go without children, and that, of course, is not going to be a good sell. People aren't going to go along with that, okay?
Okay, I know I won't.
Yeah. Now, unfortunately, it's not an issue for me because one of the big disappointments in my life, I always wanted to be a daddy. I wanted to have a kid, and it just didn't work out. I had a cool dog and a couple of robots.
I have a nice daughter who I want to have a future, so.
Well, good for you.
You have a good day, and I hope you get well, and I don't have any suggestions for you other than your cinnamon and vitamin C, so.
All right, well, thank you very much. Thank you very much. All right, we're going to let you go here. Yeah, it's amazing how people who inherit or marry into vast sums of money think that that just sort of automatically empowers them to make decisions about the rest of the world. Melinda. And, I understand there's a population problem. Sex is a lot more fun than dying. But I'm of the opinion that with proper development and application of technology, this planet can support the human population. It's just the money junkies don't want to spend the money to do it. It's just cheaper to let us all die out. That's what's going on, culling the herd. We got to take a break for Phyllis Schlafly and commercials, and we'll be right back.